This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol is a Turkish-American composer and multi-instrumentalist who grew up in his homeland surrounded by Western classical piano music. Then he discovered jazz. He moved to Boston to study at the Berklee College of Music, and today he's a professor at the New England Conservatory. His life-changing journey comes to light on a new recording featuring a work he wrote for the Boston Ensemble, A Far Cry. It's called A Gentleman of Istanbul.
I came back to my roots 7 years after arriving in Boston. When I reconnected with my own, culture, I kind of realized that I was almost self-alienated, self-orientalized. And so I started picking up a number of traditional music instruments, studying them in addition to piano, and started singing professionally, more so in that traditional classical Turkish music style.
This new recording, A Gentleman of Istanbul, features a commission by a Far Cry orchestra. How did this commission come about?
Right at that time, Donald Trump had come forward with his Muslim ban talk. You know, most everyone that I know and I'm surrounded with was, you know, up in arms about that anyway. But what was really surprising to me was how a lot of people who are out there looking to defend Muslims happened to be putting out images that were stereotypes. And then at one point I said, come on, you know, this is not right. This is reductionism. This is, I mean, Islamic geography is huge, from Morocco all the way to Indonesia. And you're reducing that culture to just the mosque and a headscarf? So I said, hold on, let me show you cosmopolitanism within Islam. And so I went to this person that I know, this fantastic Ottoman intellectual Muslim traveler from mid-17th century Istanbul. His name is Evliya Çelebi. So I thought if I pick several excerpts from his travelogue, you know, I may be able to show the kind of cosmopolitanism that I rarely come across these days.
All right, let's talk about this music that you've created, because it blends traditional Turkish, Western classical, jazz. Oh, this is all you, all the things that you have done. And through this work, you're celebrating the rich history and the cultural diversity within Islam. So how is that coming through in the music?
First, I selected four different sections out of the travelogue. The first one was the clocks and bell towers of Vienna. It was easy to kind of relate and go in a Bartokian, Mahlerian kind of way and approach that first movement a little bit more, quote-unquote, classically, if you will. And yet, I mean, I am playing the oud as the featured soloist. The second movement, where he talks about the death of an Ottoman sultana, he becomes so melancholic and so dramatic in his tone. I thought about Istanbul, and I thought the kind of purplish kind of tones that gets reflected on the Bosphorus right around sunset. And then I thought, that's jazz. I'm going to score a jazz ballad. And then the third movement is the funniest passage. So he says he sees these two dervishes. One is riding a rhinoceros, and the other one is on like a mule-like animal with horns. So I was like, what's going on? But it was so entertaining. I mean, and to this day, when I go back to that, like, it puts a smile on my face, and it's fantastic. It's like fantasy. It's like, I don't know, like a passage out of Star Wars, right?
To hear the rest of this adventure with Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.